Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, thank you for joining me on this 24th day of March. Want to give a shout out to my little brother Daryl DJ Johnson, who had a birthday on yesterday, but since we are not here on Saturday, I'm doing my birthday shout out this morning. So shout out to my little brother Daryl Johnson, to my friend, Ms. Val Woods, who today is the birthday of Delonda Lane McClain. Welcome into the Sensationals, my sister. Thanking God for Delonda, who has a birthday today. So thanking God for all of you. Thanking God for my family and just for being such an awesome and great God, waking me up this morning. And I had a good night's rest. I mean, I slept for I was busy from the time I got up until the time I went to bed on yesterday doing ministry. Had a lot on my plate, but I'm grateful, thankful, and blessed to be a child of God and can't say it enough. Thank you, Lord, for another day. I will not waste it or throw it away. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father God, I thank you for waking me up this morning with joy in my heart. Thank you for waking me up this morning with a praise for you, God. For with God, nothing will be impossible. Lord, I say you have me in your arms, that you have me under your loving wings, that you have me in the cliff of the rock. I thank you that you have given me another day, God, that you didn't have to, but you did. So, Heavenly Father, may this day be the best day ever. With all of our children going forth, God, let them go forth in excellence with your grace and with your mercy, Lord God. Give our new little singers, who are absolute joy in their heart, to sing your praises, God. For it is not about us, Lord. It is all about you, Jesus. So we thank you, Lord, for this word that's going forth this morning. And I ask you, as I do every day, Father God, please increase as your daughter decreases. Father, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your holy and divine sight. And Lord, please forgive me for anything spoken out of turn or against your majesty or against any of your children, God. I ask for forgiveness that my heart will be right with you in Jesus' name. Lord, I lift this word. May it touch someone's heart, mind, and spirit, that if they do not know you as their Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that they will say, what must I do to be saved? And I say, accept my Savior, my friend, the Lord of my life, Jesus Christ, as your Lord and your Savior. And you will be saved. You will be grafted in to the family of the Most High God, who loves you more than anything. And it's in his name and in the name of the Master Savior, Jesus Christ, I pray, lifting up this mighty word. Amen. Hallelujah. And it is a mighty word this morning. This is New Testament Sunday with Psalms and Proverbs. So thank you, thank you, thank you for joining me. Whether you join me on Facebook or on Twitter, either way, wherever you join me, whether you call in to 213-943-3597, all is well. And all I can say is thank you, thank you, thank you, and may God bless and keep you. So let's get in to our word this morning. And y'all know what to do. Say it with me. It a great word. It is a great word. It is a great word today. It's a great word. And I'm excited to share it with you today. And the word of God that came forth this morning and has come forth for today is coming out of the book of Luke for our New Testament word. On this 24th day of March, I still can't believe it's the 24th day of March. We don't have very long for those like myself who have not gotten their taxes done to get them done. So I got work to do this week. I got taxes to get done. And so this morning, for those just joining me, we will be coming out of the 37th Psalm through verses 1 through 17. Our proverb this morning is the 12th proverb, starting at verse number 8 to verse number 11. And we will be coming out of Luke chapter 1, starting at verse 21 to verse 80. So get your Bible, get your Bible. This is first and foremost Bible study. So get your Bibles, family, get your Bibles. I'm giving you a few minutes to go get your Bible so you can read along with me. I am coming out of the King James, New King James version of the word. And forgive all of the noise. It is my phone case just trying to get all up in the word this morning. We are coming out of the New King James version of the Bible. And I am coming out of the Charles Stanley Life Principles Daily Bible each day of the year. It is a yearly Bible where if you start with us in January, January 1, we are New Year's Day. We don't get that day off. Through December 31st, New Year's Eve, we start with Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, and we end in Revelation chapter 22, verse 21. And so that is the goal, God willing, that we will complete this year. And I don't know if we'll be in Charles Stanley's Bible next year. Only God knows. I just follow what I'm told and led to do. And so just want to say thank you, Dr. Stanley, for this magnificent study Bible. And I will tell anybody and everybody If you do not have this Bible in your biblical arsenal, you are missing out. You need to get this Bible. You need to get it. And I pray that you do. So anyway, let's get started. Get your Bible. Get your Bible. Get your Bible. Again, it is Bible study. And we are coming out of the 37th Psalm, verse 1. And also, this psalm is one that touches my heart. You know, so many times we quote scripture, but, you know, your mind doesn't remember where you got it. You just know that it is a scripture that you love. And when you read a lot of scripture, it sometimes floats through your mind. You remember the word, but you don't not quite remember where it came from. And the word that we'll be reading today is one of those memory verses that you may not quite know where you got it, but I'm getting ready to tell you today. It says, do not fret because of evildoers, nor be envious of the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green earth. And this is the word, trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on his faithfulness. And this is that scripture that you hear and you don't quite know where it comes from. And it is, delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. And that is the 37th Psalm, verse 4. 37th Psalm, verse 4. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Hallelujah. And, you know, when we go to Romans 8 and 28, it also says that all things work together for good. And so we need to remember that God will give you the desires of your heart. Caveat, commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in him. And he shall bring it to pass. He shall bring forth your righteousness as the light and your justice as the noonday. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who brings wicked schemes to pass, cease from anger and forsake wrath. Do not fret. It only causes harm. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those who wait on the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. Can I say it again? Those that wait on the Lord shall inherit the earth. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall be no more. Indeed, you will look carefully for his place, but it shall be no more. But the meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. Can I say it again? One of them Beatitudes. But the meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. We shall delight in the abundance of peace. The wicked plots against the just and gnashes at him with his teeth. The Lord laughs at him, for he sees that his day is coming. The wicked have drawn the sword and have bent their bow to cast down the poor and needy, to slay those who are of upright conduct. Their sword shall enter their own heart, and their bowels shall be broken. A little that a righteous man has is better than the riches of many wicked. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholds the righteous. Oh, I got to read that. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholds the righteous. Give me a righteous man. Give me righteousness every day. Lord, keep us covered under the blood of Jesus, that we may walk in righteousness. And as we go back to our Psalms, some life lessons, and it says this, and these are from Dr. Stanley, just to make us think a little bit. And the one says this in Psalms 37 and 3, trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on his faithfulness. God calls us to do good to others, so that they might seek his goodness in us. But unless we feed on his faithfulness, unless we stay in close fellowship with him, we won't have much good to offer anyone. We won't have much good to offer anyone. We've got to make sure we do what's right. Again, all things work together for those that do good. We've got to do good in the sight of God. We've got to do good in the sight of each other. For God is a good and faithful Father, and he loves his children. And as we go into our proverb this morning, starting at verse number 8 of chapter 12, a man will be commended according to his wisdom, but he who is of a perverse heart will be despised. Remember that. Think that through. I'm going to read it again for those out there that have forgotten the word of God. A man will be commended according to his wisdom, but he who is of a perverse heart will be despised. Remember one thing, folks can love you today, but they may hate you tomorrow. Better is the one who is slighted but has a servant than he who honors himself but lacks bread. Familiar. A righteous man regards the life of his animal, but the tender mercies of the wicked are cruel. The tender mercies of the wicked are cruel. He who tills the land will be satisfied with bread, but he who follows frivolity is devoid of understanding. We want to follow God. We want to walk in his righteousness. We want to do what thus says the Lord. We want to spend time with God in his word. We got to take that word and roll with it. We got to stay in our square trusting that God has us covered from the crowns of our heads to the soles of our feet. God got you. Nothing is impossible with God. We got to remember that. With God, nothing is impossible. You know, Mary, as we get into our word in Luke this morning, Mary got it. She caught it, that word, and she rolled with it. She didn't get upset. She didn't question God like Zacharias when he told him he would have a son and he should name him John. He was mute. Mute until birth of his son because he had a moment. Like, really? You know, I say, nothing's impossible with God. I know that God can do all things with them. All I got to do is believe. And that's what I do. I believe that God's got me covered, and he's got me covered from the crown of my head to the sole of my feet. He's got me covered in my coming in and my going out. He's got me covered in everything that I do. God's got me. All I got to do is believe, and I do. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, you're worthy of the honor, of the glory, and of the hallelujah praise, for you are Jesus. You are my Savior. You are my friend. And again, for with God, nothing will be impossible. I believe. And as we go into Luke chapter 1, verse 21, it says this, and the people waited for Zacharias and marveled that he lingered so long in the temple. But when he came out, he could not speak to them, and they perceived that he had seen a vision in the temple, for he beckoned to them and remained speechless. So it was as soon as the days of his service were completed that he departed to his own house. Now after those days, his wife Elizabeth conceived, and she hid herself 5 months, saying, thus the Lord has dealt with me in the days when he looked on me to take away my reproach among people. But we know that in those days, if you were barren, you were looked down upon. And even in today's, let's call it straight, in today's culture, if you've been married for an extended period of time and have no children, folks look at the woman and make the assumption she must be barren, never thinking that it might be him. Now she's barren, can't have any kids, poor thing. And sometimes they don't know. Some people just don't want children. That's not their bent. And my feeling is, if you don't want children, don't have children. Don't let anybody force you to have what God did not mean for you to have, because everybody is not meant to be a parent. They're not meant to be a parent. Everybody are not meant to be parents. And God will give children sometimes to those that are not meant to be parents. But it may be that they need to give those children through adoption to someone who will love them and treat them as their own. He's everything and knows our hearts. He knows our minds and he knows our spirits. And he knows what's best for us. And this is what it says. Now, in the sixth month, the angel of Gabriel was sent by God, to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And having come in, the angel said to her, "Rejoice, highly favored one. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women." But when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying and considered what manner of greeting this was. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Highest. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Then Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I do not know a man?" And the angel answered and said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore also, that Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God. Now indeed, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is now the sixth month for her who was called barren. But with God, come on, y'all, nothing will be impossible." Then Mary said, "Behold, the maidservant of the Lord, let it be to me according to your word." Angel departed from her. Mary did not holler and scream, "But I'm not married yet. Folks going to talk about me. I'm going to be treated horribly. I could be killed." She didn't do any of that. Just very easily gave it up, said what she needed to say. "Let it be to me according to your word." She didn't walk in fear. She walked in faith. She walked in faith because, come on now, an angel coming to you and telling that you're going to conceive the child of God. You can't do nothing more than walk in faith. Because imagine this big old, huge, beautiful, golden angel looking at you and speaking to you. You can't do nothing but cry, bow down, and say, "Yes, Lord, whatever is your will." Hallelujah. Tell God thank you this morning. And as we go forth, it says, "Now Mary arose in those days and went into the hill country with haste to a city of Judah, entered the house of Zacharias, and greeted Elizabeth. And it happened when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary that the baby leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. Then she spoke out with a loud voice and said, 'Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. But why is this granted to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me. But indeed, as soon as the voice of your greeting sounded in my ears, the babe leaped in my womb for joy. Blessed is she who believed, for there will be, excuse me, a fulfillment of those things which were told her from the Lord. And Mary said, my soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior. For he has regarded the lowly state of his maidservant. But behold, henceforth all generations will call me blessed. But he who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. And his mercy is on those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He has put down the mighty from their thrones and exalted the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away Israel. He in remembrance of his mercy, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham, to his seed forever. And Mary remained with her about 3 months, and returned to her house. 3 months she was with Elizabeth, probably until close to the birth of John. And as we continue in our word this morning, now Elizabeth full time came for her to be delivered, and she brought forth a son. When her neighbors and relatives heard how the Lord had shown great mercy. Great mercy. I love that word. When her neighbors and relatives heard how the Lord had shown great. So it was on the eighth day that they came to circumcise the child. They would have called him by the name of his father, Zacharias. His mother answered and said, no, he shall be called John. But they said to her, there is no one among your relatives who is called by this name. So they made signs to his father that he would have him called. And he asked for a writing tablet and wrote, saying, his name is John. So they all marveled immediately as his mouth was opened and his tongue loosed, and he spoke, praising God. Then fear came on all who dwelt around them. And all these things were discussed throughout all the hill country of Judea. And all those who heard them kept them in their heart, saying, what kind of child will this be? And the hand of the Lord was with him. Woo! Parents didn't play. They went exactly as God had told them. His name is John. Don't come and try to tell us what we're going to name our child. His name is John. And they all looking all like, okay, what's up? And then as we go, it says, now his father, Zacharias, was filled with the Holy Spirit and prophesied things. Blessed is the Lord God of Israel, for he has visited and redeemed his people and has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets who have been sent the world began, that we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us, to perform the mercy promised to our fathers, and to remember his holy covenant, the oath which he swore to our father Abraham, to grant us that we, being delivered from the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him all the days of our life. And you, child, will be called the prophet of the highest, for you will go before the face of the Lord to prepare his way, to give knowledge of salvation to his people by the remission of their sins through the tender mercy of our God, with which the day springs from on high has visited us, to give light to those who sit in darkness and the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. Oh, what a word. So the child grew and became strong in spirit and was in the desert till the day of his manifestation to Israel. Whoa, John was the Isaiah of his day, the Elijah, excuse me, of his day. It was meant for him to prophesy the coming of the Lord. Zacharias told everybody, this is my son, and he is going to prepare the way. Hallelujah. What a mighty word this morning. And I have a few life lessons and examples. An example is this from Luke chapter 31 through 38. And it says, Mary, woman of faith. This young girl had more faith than some grown women. Some women who are 40, 20, 30s, 40s. This teen had faith. Most would have been terrified of their faith, but she did not. She did not. She was right there, and she said, whew, whatever. She said, it is well. You know, she didn't get upset. She didn't get upset. She did not get upset. She just let it go. She gave it to God. Let it be to me according to your word. Let it be according to your word is something we need to get into our vocabulary with God. Let it be according to your word. Not my will, but your will, O Lord. Let it be according to your word. And it says this, the customary age for betrothal among Mary's people was 13 or 14. So she was probably a young girl when her parents arranged her engagement to Joseph. The angel Gabriel visited her shortly afterwards and announced that she would bear the Savior of the world. Jewish society treated unmarried pregnant women with shame and scorn, yet Mary remained strong in her faith, expecting the worst from Joseph, her family, and her society. She gratefully accepted God's will for her life. Mary was an ordinary girl with an extraordinary godly character that gave her an uncommon faith, completely trusting in her God in every way. Mary was a good and faithful servant. Mary provides a model of inspiration for ordinary women who can fulfill the deepest vocations by placing themselves at the service of others. She lived her life in relative obscurity, yet the world has celebrated her obedience to God for nearly 2,000 years. What a mighty we serve. Luke 1 and 30. Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. The favor of God is worth any discomfort it might entail. God chose Mary to give birth to the Savior of the world, but she also had to bear the public shame of people not understanding what God was doing through her and through Jesus. Luke 1 and 37, with God. That's our title for this morning. Whew, say it with me. With God, nothing will be impossible. We can trust God even in the most difficult of circumstances, because no problem is too tough for him to handle and no challenge is beyond his power to overcome. He has the ability to do what he says he will do. Woo, hallelujah. He has the ability to do what he says he will do. All we have to do is believe. Luke 1:45, blessed is she who believes, for there will be a fulfillment of those things which were told to her from the Lord. What would have happened had Mary not believed Gabriel's words? Would she have disqualified herself to be the mother of Jesus? The fact is, she did believe, and God did fulfill his word in her. God knows how we will react to his call to service. Nothing we do can surprise him. God knows our past. He knows our today, and he knows our future. Hallelujah. Thanks be to God who causes us to triumph in his name. Luke 1:74-75. Serve him in holiness and righteousness before him all the days of our life. Those who fear God do not have to fear anything else. When we commit ourselves wholeheartedly to serving God, we can enjoy the intense pleasures that come with holiness and righteousness. Luke 1:78, the day spring from on high has visited us. Zechariah was referring to the prophecy of Malachi 4:2. The sun of righteousness shall arise. This, of course, was speaking about the Messiah, but first listing God's covenants to David and Abraham, and then referring to the last thing God said in Malachi. Zechariah was confirming that God had indeed kept every aspect of his promise to send the Messiah, the good news that Israel had been longing to hear and finally arrived. So real quick to Malachi, because it just got put in my spirit to go and look at the actual word of God and to go look in the book of Malachi. And what a powerful name. You know, I have a little boy in children's ministry named Malachi. He is such an awesome child. You know, has nothing but sisters. And he's so sweet because he's like, nothing but girls. And when we go to Malachi, we're going to go New King James. And when we go into the book of Malachi, going down a little bit, it says, for behold, the day is coming, burning like an oven, and all the proud, yes, all who do wickedly, will be stubble. And the day which is coming shall burn them up, says the Lord of hosts, that will leave them neither root nor branch. But to you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness shall arise with healing in his wings, and you shall go out and grow fat like saw fig calves. You shall trample the wicked, for they shall be ashes under the soles of your feet on the day that I do this, says the Lord of hosts. Remember the law of Moses, my servant, which I commanded him in Horeb for all Israel, with the statutes and judgments. Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. And he will turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the hearts of the children to their fathers, lest I come and strike the earth with a curse. Woo! Don't play with God. Don't play with God. And we know that when we talk about Elijah in his words, that he would come, it was John the Baptist that came as a precursor to Christ, who prepared the way for him, who baptized him, who was not afraid to die for him. John, who told the truth and did not care who he told it to. He was not afraid of Herod or Herodias. He wasn't scared. And if he lost his life, he just wanted to make sure you are the one. You know, I'm sure you want to say, cuz, are you the one? You are the one. Because I'm about to lose my head. And Jesus, it is. It is. He told his disciples, yes, I am the one. He knew who he was. And John was there when the heavens opened, like a dove coming down, and said, this is my beloved son, who I am well pleased. That's what God said. And we know that God was pleased with his son. And we are pleased to be called sons and daughters of the Most High God. Never take it for granted. For with God, nothing will be impossible. Hallelujah. That is our word for this morning. I do have a prayer, and I do have a word from our sister in Christ, Sister Carolyn. And our prayer for this weekend, I have a couple actually that I would like to share with you this morning. And the first one is for yesterday. And I want to share it again because it was the birthday of two of my favorite people, my brother and my friend Val. And it says, no need to fear. I asked the Lord for help and he answered me. He saved me from all that I feared. 34 Psalm, verse 4, NCV. God, my peace, in you I find the rest I so desperately need. You know my heart and the anxious thoughts that threaten my peace. You know the fear that causes to batten down the hatches and react in ways that are not beneficial for me or anyone else. I know that I can trust you. Fear is a lie that makes the unknown feel impossible, difficult. But you, God, give peace to those walking in the valleys and to those on the mountaintops. All fear does is shut me down, keeping me in a box that I have outgrown. I know that you provide everything I need. I don't need to fear. Even when I'm afraid, I will trust you. I will walk into the winds of the unknown, hand in hand with you. If things get overwhelming, I know that you will save me. Above all, I know that you are with me and that you offer help whenever I need it. Thank you that I am not on this path alone. Even when I'm facing what I feared, I never could. It isn't as bad as I imagined. You are my saving grace, my ever-present help. What fears are keeping you from moving forward today? What fears keeping you from moving forward today? And our word for this morning, your will. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And it says, and that's Matthew 6 and 10. That's part of the Father's Prayer. And it tells us, God, as the days pass and they start to blend into one another, it is so easy for me to get caught up in my schedule. Oh, my God, this word is for me. As the days turn into weeks and the weeks into months, if I am not taking intentional time with you, I find my heart growing more tuned toward my needs and wants. But you, oh, God, are bigger than my little life. Your ways are better than my most calculated plans. Lord, I don't want to live a small life only concerned with my little area of the world. I partner with you, God, that your ways will be manifest on the earth. May your will, your intentions, your desires be fulfilled on the in heaven. May my life be one of full submission and partnership with the King of Kings, that you that your will would be done in my life. Your kingdom come in the places I work and live. Give me eyes that see the vision of your love changing hearts and lives all around. I yield myself to you, knowing your plans are better than my own. What a privilege. And the word, the question is there room in your life for God to change your plans? And all I can say is, yes, Lord, whatever is your will in my life, let it be. We trust God today, always has my best interest at heart. I am blessed beyond measure to be a child of God. And all I can tell God today is thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your grace. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy. Thank you, Lord, for just being who you are, an awesome and mighty God who loves us without condition, who cares about us more than we even care about ourselves, who wants, I just can't say it enough. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for your grace and your mercy. Thank you, Lord. I'm just grateful this morning when I think about the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me. I can't do nothing more than just say, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Whew, thank you, Lord. And a word for Sister Carolyn is this. I pray God's peace over you today, that you will be surrounded by his goodness and covered with his presence. No weapon formed against you will prosper. And I believe that is a word for yesterday and a word for today. But God is in charge of everything. And all we can do is trust in him. And as many know, today is Palm Sunday. And we say Hosanna. Hosanna in the highest. He is our King. He is our Savior. He is Jesus. He is Yeshua. He is everything. He is our absolute. And all we can say is thank you, God, for your son. Thank you, Mary, for trusting in God and knowing that nothing is impossible with him. Can't say it enough. How good God is. Whew. And as we go to the word Yeshua, the Hebrew word for Jesus, the name means to rescue, to save, or to deliver. Whew. And he is our friend. He is Jesus. And I'm so grateful that he loves me more than I can ever imagine and more than I love myself. And as we go to our word for today, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in times of trouble. 46 Psalms and 1, 46 and 1. And it's have a blessed Sunday, family. And as I speak every Sunday, I speak. Find a Bible-believing, Bible-teaching church. Don't let anybody knock you off your spiritual square. You are a son. You are a daughter of the Most High God. And you are loved beyond measure. Keep trusting God and watch him work in your life. Have a blessed and wonderful day, family, knowing that God is with you. He is for you. And he will always be there. He will never leave you or forsake you. For he is God and nothing is impossible. for him, for him. Keep trusting him. Keep believing in him. And allow his will to be done in your life. For God's will be with you. May his light shine upon you. May the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit give you grace, give you mercy, give you salvation, give you all that you need and more. For we love God and God loves us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father, for your Son. And thank you, Holy Spirit, for dwelling in us that we may speak to our Savior, Jesus Christ, who sits on the right hand of the Father, interceding for us every moment, every minute, every hour, because he loves us. He loved us enough then to give us life, and he loves us enough now to intercede for us daily. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for dwelling in me so that I may speak to my daddy and know that my daddy loves me. Thank you all, family, for joining me this morning. And I'll say this, I will go forth even if I have to go by myself. For the word of God is too important to me not to do the call and the will of God. So tell somebody today about Jesus. Let them see the joy of the Lord in your heart, that they will look at you and say, what must I do to have that spirit like you? And that is to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Have a blessed and wonderful day, family. May the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent one from each other. In Jesus' name, I pray over you and yours. Have a blessed and wonderful day. For it is, as Mother Rita has spoken, it's a wrap. Have a blessed day, family. It's a wrap. Time for me to get ready for church. I love you all. Be blessed.